This show is going to be the Gardener Show. I apologize if you hear the gardeners in the background. Welcome to the show, How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. This show is about how to make you successful. I'm so glad you are here. I'm so thankful for you guys. I appreciate all that you guys do, reaching out to me, talking with me about your lives, where you guys are at. That is such an encouragement to me, a blessing to me. Thank you for sharing the show, subscribing. Subscribe to our social media sites, How to Build a Tent, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Minds, YouTube. You can find all those links in the show notes, by the way, and just click easy. I mean, how easy is it just to click on those links and subscribe? I'd appreciate that. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I would love to hear from you. Again, share where you are in life, or if you have any questions, comments, any topics you want me to discuss. I have a few things in the queue that you guys have reached out to me about to discuss. So those will be coming down the pike. And thank you for those. It really helps. I got good news. I just saw a push notification that Vice Chair of the Fed says if the economy slows, that they will implement policies to keep it in a good place, which means that they are going to do quantitative easing, and also once they say if the economy slows, so they're not even saying that the economy has slowed yet. And just keep that in mind when you see news highlights. And two, I hate that we are at the behest of the Fed and are hanging on every word that they say. It really shouldn't be like that in a free country like America is supposed to be. But that is where we are nonetheless. And so stock market is doing really good right now. And I'm very thankful for that because it has been a tough road. It has been a very tough road. If you guys don't have like the CNBC app, the Yahoo Finance app, Fox News, Fox Business, I would highly recommend getting those apps and just getting push notifications. Whenever I see those notifications, sometimes it makes me go look at my portfolio, my Robinhood portfolio. Maybe I'll put that in the show notes again for you guys. I like Robinhood because I'm buying and trading on my phone. It's free. The stocks are free. I mean, they charge you a fee to go from broker to broker. But if you don't have any other broker, then you don't need to worry about that. I like that a lot. Also, another app that's pretty cool I've been testing out is Clarity Money. And that's a budgeting app, which has been really good so far. So shout out to the Clarity Money guys. They're not a sponsor, but they are just an app that I found that does helps you with budgeting. It gives you push notifications. It breaks down how much money you spend by vendor. It also by month. So it can really be convicting at times. Like, oh, you just spent, $10,000 this week. Like, oh, what? $10,000? That's what I did? And then you go look and you're like, oh, sure enough, that's what I did. And then it gives you projections on how much you average you spend and all that stuff. So really cool. Love it very much. What else did I want to talk about today? Oh, just one last thing as I'm closing out my phone because I've been looking at my portfolio. I'm multitasking, which I shouldn't be doing. That's a terrible thing. But it's just I love looking at my portfolio when good news is happening. Is Credit Karma is another good app to have. I tried to do my taxes on Credit Karma last year, and it was a pretty good experience. So some apps for you to check out. Again, none of them are sponsors. I don't have any sponsors. I don't necessarily want sponsors. I'd love to just be able to share with you freely of the companies that I think are doing well and the companies that I think are terrible. So while we're talking about how good companies are, so as you know, I'm moving to Florida. And I am a dad, so that means I shop at Costco. And I love Costco. I'm an executive member. If you shop at Costco, I mean, why not get that extra 2% cash back for an extra $70 up front? I always make that money back. I also have the cash card, 4% back for gas, and you get warranty on products. Again, not sponsors, but just something that I've been doing. Highly recommend it. And I've been getting emails from them. I'm really excited because they don't have this on the island, but in the mainland, or on the mainland, which is the continental United States for you mainland folk, they're starting to have 2-hour same day shipping for produce for certain products in Costco. I mean, that's awesome. It takes me more than 2 hours to go shopping myself at Costco. Their stuff is pretty good, so it's not like I'm buying produce there either, so it's not like I have to worry about the produce being bad or not. But the stuff that you don't have to worry about being good or bad, that is awesome. Costco is stepping it up and trying to compete with Walmart and Amazon. That'll be exciting. But anyways, just wanted to give a shout out to Costco for their great customer service. I bought my new office for the podcast. You'll be seeing that when we go back to video. And I timed it all to arrive at my place when I get there, 3 to 6 weeks. So it wouldn't be there before I got there. And it's important because we bought the house and we leased it back to the seller for a month while they're building out their house. So I can't have the stuff being shipped there to my tenants. I need it to be when I get there, which I'm going across the world. So that is a problem. And anyway, so normally what wouldn't be a problem would be awesome. It shipped in 3 days, the desk, instead of 3 to 6 weeks. And I've been working with them in the last couple days, and Costco, you guys have been awesome. Your customer service has been great. I know that there are hiccups, like when a vendor ships a product in 3 days when it's supposed to be 3 to 6 weeks, that throws a wrench in the whole process, and you guys have been just doing great so far. I really appreciate that. Costco, you guys are awesome. You have not let me down, except when you discontinue a product I love, which again, why don't you guys just have one warehouse that holds your high popularity, or your, I guess it wouldn't be too high popularity if you discontinued it, but for all the items that, like, at a certain point where you could just ship them to people, why don't you just keep those and still be able to find them online, especially with how you guys are stepping into the online scene with your app and all that stuff. Anyways, hopefully someone from Costco or someone who knows someone high up in Costco can relay that message, and that would be a good thing. Okay, this is one of my favorite stories of the week that I want to talk about, and it has to be a good story for me to talk about it because it is about a British business, a business in the UK. And, you know, if you see me on Twitter, I just don't care about the UK. We fought a war to not worry or care about what happens in England, and I'm just happy not knowing about the prince and princess and what they're going to name their child or what their child's going to be dressed in or whatever. And I'm only half kidding. Like, I really just do not care about the royal family. I don't care what they're doing with their lives. And I shouldn't say I don't care. I mean, I don't care any more than an average person that I don't know around the world. I care for everyone. I hope everyone is successful and benefits and it's, you know, and all that good stuff. But I just don't care about it in my Twitter feed. I don't want to see news push notifications about, you know, if they decided to go to brunch on a Sunday. I just don't care. But anyways, this is a really cool story. So it is a restaurant who had a server mistakenly serve a $5,700 bottle of wine to somebody. It is called, oh my gosh, and I'm going to try to pronounce this wine just for entertainment value, not for accuracy, because I'm not a connoisseur of wine. I am not an expert. I love my red blends, and I have my favorite wineries. Justin is one of my favorite wineries. Shout out to them in Paso Robles. But okay, so this is what it was called. It's a bottle of Chateau Le Pin Pomerol 2001. Chateau Le Pin Pomerol 2001. I'm probably totally butchering that last part. So they tweeted out the story, which is really interesting to me. They said this: to the customer who accidentally got given a bottle of Chateau Le Pin Pomerol 2001, which is £4,500 or $5,700 on our menu last night. Hope you enjoyed your evening. To the member of staff who accidentally gave it away, chin up. One-off mistakes happen, and we love you anyways. Love that. Chin up, old lad. And something, okay, terrible British accent, I apologize. Now, what could have this restaurant done? Now, what would you have done if you owned this business? Because I'm assuming the bottle of wine they gave them was far less than the $5,700 one, because it's obviously news. It wasn't like a comparable wine. But so it probably cost them a couple $1,000s at least, or, you know, a couple £1,000, since we're in England right now, or wherever it is in the UK. What would you have done? Would you have fired your employee? I mean, they could have been upset. They could have tried to move on, not think about it, and just kind of taken the loss. But what did they do instead? They tried to look for a way to leverage this situation for something good and to use it for good. And this is a great principle for us to remember as we are going through our careers or going through our business and going creating businesses, doing startups, looking for those multiple streams of income. Is that bad times, quote unquote bad, are going to come. And I say bad because it's not bad just because it doesn't work out the way we want it to, even though we would consider that bad, right? Because God has a bigger plan. He can use everything for good. So I don't even like saying things are good or bad. It's probably just times are easy versus hard. But there is a way to look at this that is going to help us be more successful. And I mean help us be more successful, that when a bad thing happens, like we just lost $4,000 on a bottle of wine or $3,000 on a bottle of wine, like, what is our perspective on that? Are we just going to have the mindset of, oh, doom and gloom, and I can't believe this happened, and there goes all our profits for the day, and, you know, I don't know how busy this restaurant is. Or can we say, wow, we just lost $4,000 on this wine, but what can we do to recoup some of that money? What can we do to make a better name? How can we use this to get publicity? Just like what they did. They tweeted it out. And tweeted out what happened in the story, and they were positive about it, and they were like really nice about it with their server. Chin up. And that got covered around the world, and now a podcast in Hawaii, literally probably the opposite side of the world, is talking about this incident. And now they are having articles written by them, and they are getting press out that they would have never had before. And by far, by now, they have made more from this than they have lost. And it's because they had that perspective. They didn't just try to cover it up. They didn't just try to, you know, punish the employee, but they made the most of it. And if we can have that perspective, and when the bad times come, and we look for ways to leverage it, that is going to be a competitive advantage. And as Christians, we should be like that anyways. Even if we can't leverage a situation because God's in control still. So we should have that advantage in everything we do as Christians. We should have that perspective because we know that God can use everything for good. And I think that is in line with one of the jobs that we have, is to take things that have been ruined, to take things that sin has infected, like these mistakes, and to look for ways to redeem them, because isn't that what God does with us? He has taken us, mistakes, sinful people, broken people, ruined people, and people sentenced to death, and he has redeemed us, and he uses us for good. And so too, as we bear the name of Christ, shouldn't we be doing the same? Shouldn't we look for ways to do that in our ministries, in our businesses, in our careers, in our finances? Look to make the most of those mistakes. And let me tell you, when you give yourself forgiveness, when you give yourself the permission to not be down and to have an optimistic outlook on these negative things, not being in denial, not delusional, not admitting, not saying you didn't make a mistake, not like, you know, glossing over it or lying to yourself or lying to other people about it. That's not what I'm saying. Take responsibility, take accountability, but then have the perspective of, okay, now let's build on this. Let's take this and use it. Let's learn from it. Let's try to leverage it for something positive like this restaurant has done. When we do those things, we are preaching the gospel of redemption. We are having pictures. We are creating symbols. We are creating stories that reflect what God has done with us. And he gets the glory for it. So I just think it's a great day. Great thing. And also, just having the understanding that bad days are going to come and that we don't need to be blindsided by it. Like, just thinking about our future, there are going to be an infinite amount of good things that happen. There's going to be an infinite amount of bad things that are going to happen while we are on this world. We are not going to be able to count them all. So how are we going to handle it? And if we can just today decide, cement in our minds that, hey, we're going to have good days. Hey, we're going to have bad days. And man, did I have a bad day yesterday. Man, just everything went terribly wrong. Like everything. But if we can just accept that, hey, we're going to have those bad days, but we're going to persevere, and we're going to take those bad days, and we're going to look for ways to glorify God in them. We're going to look for ways to leverage those bad days for good. Then when those days come, they're not going to be like, oh, man, I didn't see this day coming. Like, oh, okay. well, God, how do you want me to handle this? And that is such a more healthy perspective to have. That is going to be a perspective that is going to make us successful. It's going to make us more effective. It's going to make us more usable by God when we are looking up instead of being drowned out by our circumstances, being blindsided by all of those things. So the last thing I want to talk about today, and it's kind of related to that, is the provision of God and just how amazing He is. And I just want to, it's kind of a small thing, but I just still wanted to give Him the glory for this. So I'm recording a bunch of shows right now because I am going to be flying. I'm going to be in all day meetings. I'm going to be busy all week. I'm not going to have the time to record. So I'm having multiple recordings, and I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it until the day before we were flying out. Now, it's been a couple days since the recording because I've already recorded a few shows, but it was like a day where I realized I have to record 4 shows before my flight, where I have to be at the airport at 9:30 in the morning, and this realization happened at around 7 p.m. the night before. And I was just completely stressed. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to pull off doing 4 20-minute-ish shows before my flight, because I still had to pack. I mean, I have a son, I have a family. It's not like I'm just flying on my own. My family's coming with me on these business trips because the end is our new house in Florida. And I was just stressing out. So I started to go look at all the articles I have saved through the week. I opened them up in my Safari browser on my phone and going through and seeing all the different articles I had. And it turns out that throughout the last couple days, without even thinking about it, I had enough material to knock out all the shows I needed to do before my flight. And that is what I've been able to do. And just God is so faithful in that. And I just love this story, not because it happened to me and it worked out. Sorry, I had to grab some water because this is like my third recording today. Excuse me for clearing my throat. It's that the more mature I have become in Christ, and what I mean mature is the more I learn more about who God is and how He treats me, is the most comforting, most confident thing, and the makes me so much more bold, because this is what I've noticed God does with me. Is He's providing, He's protecting, He's planning out my life, my story, the events that are coming my way when I don't even realize them. He was having me do show prep. He was having me create the outlines for my shows before I even knew myself that I needed to do them. He was guiding me in that way. And this is just one little microcosm, one story of how He's done that for me through my whole life. And I share that because He's doing that for you too. When you are living for Him, when you are following Him, when you are looking to obey Him, we don't have to fear the bad days. We don't have to fear losing $3,000 on a bottle of wine, because He is the master storyteller. He is the master architect. That's what Jason Farley talked about in one of his episodes in the very beginning that I loved, is that his story He has for our lives is better than any story that we can write for ourselves. And it's almost like, let's just sit back and turn the pages and go through the motions and be obedient to what God has for us, because we don't need to fear that. I don't know about you, but it is incredibly comforting. It's incredibly assuring that I can go through life and know that God is watching out for things that I don't even know to watch out for. And that allows me to take more risks, and that allows me to walk out in faith more often, because oftentimes we want to make sure that we have all of the scenarios planned out, that all the risks are accounted for, and we have hedged against all those risks. And then once we have all the scenarios planned out, then we can take a step. But really, we don't always think of everything. We can't know everything. And so we get hesitant and we're like, oh, what if we fail? What if we, you know, lose all of our money? We lose all of our house. We lose our houses. We lose our cars. We lose all of our stuff. What happens then? And we become paralyzed. But to know and to see that God will take care of us even when we fail to plan the way we should plan in a normal day. It's like on a simple podcast. To know that he's even doing that and taking care of me in my prep, my show prep, my planning. How much more can we be confident with our whole lives? You know, God says, look around at the birds. Look around at the fields. They wither away. The birds are just birds. But yet God makes sure that they are fed. How much more with us? Maybe you have been fearful of taking the step that God has called you. Starting a business, taking a new job, starting investing, starting in giving more money, starting to supporting a ministry, moving to another state, moving to another city, and you've just been held back as a fear. Fix your eyes on God. Go to him in prayer. Take time out of your day and seek him. And remember, Selah, focus, meditate, pause, and know that God has you in his hands. And go out and do what he has for you in boldness. Because no matter what happens, in individual successes, individual failures, it's part of a bigger story of bringing glory to him, where he is going to be using you and in powerful ways to testify, to preach the gospel, to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of your life. And he will not fail. He will not fail. You may fail, but he will pick you up. What is the proverb? A righteous man falls six times but gets up seven. Something to that effect. I probably totally butchered that. We are going to fall, but we will have the strength when we are walking with God to get up every time. Now take that confidence and go out and be successful. God bless.